Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Couple things today. In Acts, Peter tells the crowd, God raised him from the dead, of this we are witnesses. Witnesses, the testimony of witnesses, has always been important to God. It is part of the transference of our faith, the stories of God, what God has said. The Bible is loaded with testimonies, and we are supposed to listen to them, read them, heed them, and believe them. If we approach the faith only with a scientific approach, and there's nothing wrong with science, God created science, but if we only, keyword, approach with that, I need to see it. I need to hear it. Like St. Thomas, nothing wrong with St. Thomas, he became a saint. But the approach, only if I see, only if I hear, only if I touch, will I believe. Now the Lord blessed him, and he got over that. But that is a very narrow and restricted approach to believing in God. Restricting, and it is us who do it. When I restrict myself in that way to believe in God, that I need evidence, I put myself in this very narrow tunnel. And I can only see him through the natural world or under a microscope. That is not, you know, good luck. Good luck. You're talking about a supernatural being who created the natural world. And to only look for him in the natural world, very restricted, very narrow. Why would you do it to yourself? Now, we can go out on a beautiful day and see something of God in his creation. It happens all the time. It's very common. But only that? Your eternal soul is supernatural. All of us were made to crave an experience of God, a personal experience. We're made for that. But don't restrict yourself only to what you can touch and see. Open yourself up to a fuller encounter. Jesus tells the disciples, I am not a ghost. A ghost is a disembodied soul. No, it is Jesus with the resurrected body, the glorified body, with the wounds, with it all. He has it all. Wounds he'll carry for eternity because he loves you. And from the beginning, and what is an essential element of Christianity, is the belief in the resurrection of the dead, the resurrection of the body. Now, if you ask me how an urn of cremains is going to be transformed into a glorified body, I don't know. But it's going to happen. And you'll say it in the creed. I believe in the resurrection of the dead. That includes you. Now, there's some of you out there that are thinking, I don't want my body anymore. I want a new car. The glorified version will be free of all defects. So don't worry. But yeah, we have that to look forward to. In Romans 8, St. Paul said, "If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies, also through His Spirit who dwells in you." We have much to be thankful for. We have much to hope for. But first, we must believe.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.